Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadim Klachol Beis Simen Yud. And we discuss a situation where a person started davening in the wrong direction, and in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, he became aware of the fact that he's davening in the wrong direction. What should he do? So if he's facing north or south, he should remain standing where he is, but turn his face towards the Mizrach. V'imi Afshur. If that's not possible to turn his face, Hashemet Pon of the Ma'ariv, or he's facing towards the west, which even if he turns his head, at best he'll face north or south, but not east. So Yechar and Libra the Kodesh HaKadoshim will Yakar Raglov. So the Ikar Pesach is that a person should not move his feet in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, even to correct the direction that he's davening in. Rather, he should just have in mind that in his heart that he's davening towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, even though physically he's actually facing in a different direction. Now the Mishnah Berurah says in a situation a person is davening in shul, and it's going to become a source of bewilderment to people. Why is the guy davening the wrong direction? Why isn't he correcting himself, etc.? So that's obviously going to create a distraction in davening. And we do not want distractions in davening, so we're going to allow the person to, Mishnah Berurah says, we're going to allow the person to move his feet in order to daven in the right direction. Similar to the halachas which we discussed before, that in a case where there's something distracting you, a person has a suffix in halacha, he's allowed to walk. Just walking alone, just moving your feet alone, is not considered a hafzik. Obviously, it's not mutter for no purpose. One must stay stationary in Shemoneh Esrei. But in a case of real necessity, where he's amongst this group of people and it's embarrassing to him and it's going to affect his kavanah, it's going to affect everybody else's kavanah, why is this guy facing the right direction? So a person, Mishnah Berurah says that a person should move his feet to the right direction. Chayyadim, we're seeing right now, says not like that. He should stay directly the direction that he's standing, and should just think about the base of the Kodesh Kodashim. If he's forced to daven in a non-Jewish home, he's traveling, and he stayed in the inn. The inns sometimes were owned by non-Jews. Now he has to daven there. So the problem is they have icons face on the direction of Mizrach, where he wants to daven. There are icons on that wall, or icons on that mantelpiece. So also these parallels said you cannot daven towards these icons, towards these avodah zorahs. Al tzad acher, avshein mizrach. So there, person has to daven in a different direction, even though it's not going to be towards the east, because he cannot daven towards these avodah zorahs. V'imtuyim shom begadim hametziyarim. Yatzim Einov, a person is davening, so the halacha is a person is allowed to daven with his eyes open as long as he's focusing inside of the sitter. But they placed on the walls tapestries which have depict various scenarios, various scenes, and there's these tapestries which are presenting that. So that's going to be a distraction. So Yatzmanov, he's required in halacha to close his eyes to prevent the distraction. Any pictures which you're putting in the shul should be placed higher up, that a person is looking straight, basically looking comfortably forward, like you would do in Shemoneh Esrei. He would not notice these pictures, etc. So a person should place them higher than the height of an average person. So the average person, when facing forward, would not notice these tapestries, etc. Okay, we've covered Simen Yud, about facing towards Eretz Yisrael. We have a few cases where you're allowed to face otherwise. What do you do if in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei you realize you're facing the wrong direction? And what exactly is the right direction to do when a person, when the Aron Kodesh is in a different direction? Have a good day.